This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, the show that very few asked for, but that many will grow to appreciate. Someday. It's your behind-the-scenes access to The Greg Hill Show. It's The Greg Hill Post Show Show with Jackson Burns.
All right, good morning. Hello, it's The Greg Hill Post Show Show. My name is Jackson, and today I'm joined by a very special guest, the person who this show is named after, Greg Hill. Good morning, Greg.
Jackson, what's happening?
Thank you for being here. I know this is not on your list of priorities.
Well, I mean, it's there. It's
just, it is there. It's,
I mean, I have other responsibilities associated with my employment here, so oftentimes I focus on other things, but I'm delighted that you asked me to be on.
A lot of my career has been encapsulated in "it's there."
it's there.
Yes,
it's somewhere on the
list. I'm just here, and I'm just doing my thing. I'm just here.
Well, you're a go-getter.
I mean, try.
You keep trying. You've been trying. I mean, how long you been trying to break into this business?
For 16 long, hard years.
And your goal is to be a full-time on-air personality.
On-air producer. Really?
A full-time producer.
Yeah. I don't think I can. I don't have the.
So you've been trying for 16 years to get a full-time job as a producer?
Yes, I did have that for a little while.
Oh, you had it for a while.
Yes. Yeah, but then.
And then you lost it.
I lost it.
What was the reason you lost it?
iHeart made cuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just that they eliminated the position.
Was it just you? Was it just one cut, or did they cut other people?
No, it was like 1,500 people over the country.
Yeah.
So, Greg.
Well, I admire the fact that you keep trying, and I would encourage you to keep at it.
Well, my career's come full circle. My first internship was with you.
That's right.
Yes.
Back at WAAF.
In 2006, yeah. It was. You know, Mike Hsu got really mad at me for leaving that internship for an internship with Howard Stern.
No.
He
did?
Yeah, because he got me the internship because I was in a band, and that's how I kind of got into radio.
What was the band's name?
It was called Truman High. Well, it was called Paranoid first.
Paranoid? You have a tattoo.
I got a tattoo, and then the assholes in the band changed the name, like, literally 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
So
that's why you don't get tattoos for girlfriends or boyfriends or band names.
Yes, I've learned that lesson.
Okay, but then what was it called?
It was called Truman Highway, which is a highway in Hyde Park where we all grew up. So I dropped my demo off to Mike Hsu one time, and I remember walking in the studio and seeing Mistress Carrie and Paul Marshall. Remember Neanderthal?
Yeah, I do.
They were bullshitting, just talking off the air. It was when Motley Crue was on the New Year's Eve broadcast with Jay Leno, and Vince Neil said, "Happy fucking New Year, Tommy."
Right.
And it was like a whole huge deal.
Yeah, big thing, yeah.
And these Mistress Carrie and Paul were just sitting there shooting the shit about it off the air, just like sitting next to the console. And I was like, that's what I want to do. I want to, talk about Motley Crue saying fuck on TV. And that's when the radio bug kind of bit me. And then so I got the internship, and I was working with Mike in the afternoons. But, as an afternoon DJ, you really have nothing for an intern to do. After I start, alphabetized his CDs.
Uh-huh.
So he put me onto you, and I worked with you guys for like 2 months, I think, with Big Red and Super Producer Dave. Those were my guys.
Yeah, good guys. Great guys.
I wonder if they're still in the biz.
I don't think so. Big Red used to, I think he came when the final day of AAF was on the air. I think if I remember correctly, Big Red was there. But both great guys, super producer
Dave, guys.
Great producer.
Yeah, and then so I got the opportunity to have an internship at the Howard Stern Show, and why not?
Uh-huh.
And And I told Mike Schuh that, and he got pretty offended for me leaving, you know, AAF for for Howard Stern.
Well, very loyal guy.
Very loyal guy.
He bled AAF.
Absolutely. Till the last
day.
Can't
blame him for that.
Till the last day he bled AAF. Did I ever tell you my my AAF story right before they got sold? I was sitting in the lobby upstairs after being not having your job in radio for like a year. I was sitting out in the lobby waiting for an interview to be a producer at AAF, and everybody's running around like chickens with their heads cut off. And the boss comes to me, he goes, "I'm sorry I have to do this, but we have to postpone this meeting. I have a lot of fires to put out." And on the way home, I found out it was sold to the Christian station.
And you never got the gig. You almost had a gig, but you never got the gig.
And I totaled my car on the way there, too.
Well, here you are.
I crawled my way back.
You're at it again.
Oh, thank God for Mike Thomas. He was my boss back in the day, and he gave me two lives in radio. So, Greg, what was your biggest influence getting into radio? I know that's kind of a generic question, but I've never actually heard you like speak about it.
I mean, who did I listen to?
Yeah. Was there anybody specific that's, you know, made you say you wanted to get into
it? There were a couple people that I thought were really, really good on the radio when I was growing up. Like, I listened to Harvey Warfield.
I think I've heard my mom mention
him. He was an afternoon guy on AAF. And I listened to Charles Laquadera, who was the morning guy at BCN. And I really liked, and I went later went on to work for him at V66, the video music TV station that I worked at. A guy named John Garabedian, who was on he was on weekends at BCN, but he was a really, really, really talented radio guy. And so I would say that, like, those are who I started listening to when I decided I kind of wanted to get into radio.
John Garabedian, is he the Saturday night dance party guy or whatever?
Yeah, he had like the Saturday night open house party syndicated radio show. But he owned radio stations.
Yeah, he was an owner too. Yeah,
and he created V66, which was like Boston's version of MTV. It was a local video music TV station. It was only on the air for a couple years, maybe. But he was like an entrepreneur and a really talented radio host.
I remember the logo. I don't know if I ever actually saw it, but I remember the logo. It was like a
probably
triangle.
Before your time.
A little bit before my time.
There's a movie about it. There's a documentary that you can watch about V66. I think it's called Behind the V, which is pretty interesting if you're into documentaries.
You know what was my time for radio on the TV is Real Rock TV. On Telemundo, right?
Yeah, on Telemundo.
Saturday nights at like midnight. Yeah. That was like my introduction into like the dark world of rock and roll. Mm-hmm. So yesterday, I went golfing for the first time this year.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful day.
Where'd you go?
Franklin Park in Dorchester.
Yeah.
You know when you golf? I don't remember. And we stopped keeping score.
You don't
eventually.
Keep score?
not. It was just the three, two.
Well, why don't you keep score by how many balls you lose? How many balls did you lose?
I only lost like three balls.
That's not bad.
I shot like a 45, I think, playing 12, 13 holes.
Uh-huh.
Around there. But, you know, I had a couple of drinks, and I returned home. And I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but for some reason, I get resented whenever I go golfing and have a good time with my buddies. Did you ever get in trouble
for
golfing?
By your buddies?
No, by my fiance.
Oh, by your fiance.
Yeah.
When you go with your buddies.
Yeah. And then I come home.
Probably because she's paying the bills and supporting you. Like, I mean, I would assume that. You think that might be the issue?
I think that.
She's a lawyer.
She is a lawyer.
And she works all day, and you're out golfing. She probably is thinking to herself, this guy is working 4 hours a day at a radio station. And it could be maybe picking up the slack elsewhere. Maybe that's the issue.
I guess I could be driving an Uber or doing some DoorDash.
I mean, obviously, like, you know, if you stay late afterwards, I think you get in trouble maybe. But I think it's all about communication, Jackson.
Communication is good.
If you set up the expectation beforehand, you won't get in trouble when you're golfing.
That's an excellent tip.
Yeah.
Set up the expectation of coming home like an asshole.
I'm sure there were times during my married life that Jen Hill was not happy that I was not home from golf when I said I'd be home. But I don't know.
This schedule doesn't really do well on a relationship. The waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's not helping your relationship.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's used to it by now. But like you said, she works all day as a lawyer, and then sees me coming here having fun, and then going golfing. Uh-huh. Okay, now I understand her point.
I think I do too. I think I do too.
You've brought me full circle. So, in your days at AAF, were there any? Because you've been doing this for what, 35 years?
Yeah, 35.
Like, you come in here, you have...
On the radio for 35 years,
You have a fresh point of view, a fresh opinion about, you know, something that happened. Has there ever been a time where you're just, like, dragging ass and, like, I don't know what the hell I'm going to talk about today? You know, have you ever just been not feeling it for, like, a period of time?
I mean, I think there are some days where... Well, not feeling it. Like, I mean, there are some days where there's lots to talk about, and there are other days where you have to figure out what to talk about. So, but I still doing it as long as I've done it. It's not work to me. It's like not, it's not, it could be, I could be doing way worse things. I'm not a big physical activity guy, clearly. So I could have to be out digging ditches. So yeah. From my perspective, I've never had how did you describe it? Like a
rut, being in a rut or just kind of just dragging ass and not feeling it.
Like I feel super lucky to be able to do this as opposed to going out and working a really hard job.
Yeah, I mean, like they say, we're not digging ditches. And I got to give credit to you because you give credit to everybody around you so much more than most alpha hosts do. You know, it's your name on the show. It's, you know, it's not like you're a partnership or whatever. But you give that. It amazes me that, you know, people think you're like, you know, this high, you know, highfalutin guy or whatever. But you give way more credit than you actually give yourself
Jackson,
credit for.
That's so nice of you to say. I think we're lucky because we have really talented people on. I felt like we had that on the AAF show. We, you know, I think Danielle is one of the most witty people I've ever had the luck of working with. I feel like LB was a really unique character in real life and on the radio. And then here now, I feel like Wiggy and Courtney and Curtis and you and Shime, everybody is... I'm really lucky that there's really, really talented people that are on this show and in a lot of cases more talented than me. So,
well, I don't know about that.
I think the credit goes to everybody who to everybody who works really hard on this show.
Could you run a board if you had to?
I guess if I had to, I mean, that was my very first job in this business was running the board on Saturday nights at WVBF. They wouldn't let me talk. and so I press a button. So I guess if I had to, I could, but it's been a long time.
My first job was at WCRB, the classical station, running the board on Saturday nights. That was fun.
Emergency top five favorite classical artists?
Oh, you got to go Mozart, number one.
Number one? Over Beethoven?
Yeah. Beethoven's, you know, he's...
What about Bach?
Bach, I would say number four.
Number four?
Yeah, Haydn would be number three.
Oh, really?
Did you know I played the big stand-up bass? I played at Symphony Hall.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
But I'm learning that this podcast is really less about the Greg Hill Show and mostly about you.
Well, mostly it's about... it's mostly about you, but you're here, so I figured I'd, you know, dig deep.
I really appreciate the fact that you do this podcast every day.
It's something. Ken brought up the idea to me, said, you want to do a daily podcast? Mm-hmm. I said, absolutely. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had me on.
I'm glad you came on. I appreciate it. I remember you distinctly saying one time that you will never appear on this podcast, but you've proven yourself wrong.
Did I say that? I was probably I might have been being facetious.
I think you might be being facetious. People on Twitch sometimes think that you hate me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're, like you said, facetious and, you know.
Well, they understand it's a radio show.
Some do, some don't. Some people think like...
I mean, the intent is to have some fun and to create some drama occasionally.
That's what
Why would they think that I hated you?
I have no idea. I always defend you on that whenever people point it out to me. You know, and you're trying to be funny.
I mean, I'd put every cent I have on the surfing lead as being one of the all-time great leads on this radio station.
That is my shiny moment here far. Yes. Me and Raycroft have that that in common. We have leads that make no sense.
That's true. Yeah, the Raycroft Africa lead is pretty good. But I think surfing may top that.
I think, yeah, surfing. My lead was I like surfing. It was fun. All right. Thank you, Greg. By the way, Jeremy, the Curtis fan, invited me to be the VIP at a Twitch gathering in Worcester.
Really?
Greg Hill Show Twitch gathering.
When is that happening?
There's no date cemented yet, but when there is, I will let you know.
Will the Twitch gathering be on Twitch?
Ooh, that's a good question.
And if it is, could I participate in the Twitch chat the Twitch gathering and then mock and ridicule those that are at the Twitch gathering like they mock and ridicule me throughout the radio program?
I think that it would be a failure on our part if that did not happen.
Okay, I'm in.
All right, I will get that date cemented down and I will figure it out.
All right, Jackson,
thank you, Greg. I appreciate
it. Thanks, man.
All right, thank you, and download and subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.